come and help us out. It goes all towards giveaways on our channels, whether it's the Keep It Real Podcast or the Cleaner Cast. Buy your shirt today at PinkDTaylor.com.
Go check it out.
I'll get you a shirt. I don't know what happened there.
I meant to record something. Trust me.
You meant to record. Yes, sure you did. Sure you did. No. Gave you a week. No extra scenes came in. It's all
right, though. Freezing up here.
I'll do it myself. We'll do it live. Mm. Good evening, everybody. A wonderful Friday here. And as you can see, nobody's touching the keyboards because we have a special guest producer on this episode. So not only is it me and the Canadian cohort himself, Mr. Alex Dewar.
That's right.
We got
everybody.
Special producer, co-host, and whatever else you want to call him. It's Mr. Joey Belinsky. Pop yourself in, good sir. Come on and in.
The saggy shelf himself.
Hello, everybody.
He's here. What's going on, sir?
Not much, man. How you guys doing?
Doing
good.
Some good
sunny weather over here in California. Daylight savings is happening this weekend, so that means
I was reminded of that.
Get ready.
Drop a comment if that affects you weird.
It's Sunday, right?
Yes.
I hope so.
Sunday morning at 2 a.m., I guess.
Yeah, and we lose an hour. We spring ahead. Yeah, it's never fun.
I remember listening to a whole radio show about like if you should get rid of it or not. You know, because like,
they're still talking.
I guess there's powers to be of getting rid of it in certain areas because not everywhere has it.
Yeah, we need to change
something like we need more. We need the sunlight in the morning. We don't need it later in the day. Something like that. So,
but I mean, it is cool in the summertime when it's sun out till like 10 p.m.
Oh man, that seasonal depression, man, goes right away on Sunday. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be nice if I had I enjoy the long summer days, but I don't enjoy when it's the long summer day and it's 100 and, billion
years. Yeah.
But so you got the hat. You got the hat, though.
The hat. I do have the hat. The hat comes in handy. It cools the arteries, keeps you cool. It's got mesh in it. Nice breeze comes through. Hello, everybody. But what we're doing is we got Joey on. He's going to be test running as our producer. Alex and myself will be hands free. This year at TRCMA, as you know, this is the TRCMA episode. We're getting the hype train going, and we're also doing practicing because our post show, we're going to do the pre-show simulcast with the Rag Company this year on the early morning show.
Heck of a thing. That's going to be
unbelievable. Oh, it's going to be epic. We're a pre, mid, and post show. It's going to be an epic good time. But we're going to need someone to help us out because what we've learned is the old TRC podcast studio is no more. So pour one out.
We've been evicted.
Yep.
Even though we did not have any rent, we did not pay our bills. We're out.
That's right. Yep.
We're out.
We took all the B grades that sunk the ship over there. But Joey's gonna be pushing all the buttons, monitoring the comments, all the good stuff.
Blame me for anything that goes wrong. I'll take it.
He's gonna be sticking around the whole episode. So
I do want to say one thing real quick.
But, what you got?
Last episode, we gave away about 17,000 IK bottles. On our last Cleaner Cast. So there's a couple of people who still need some information from. I wasn't able to find them.
Okay.
So Mackenzie Smanditz, if you're listening, please reach out to us. Daniel Santos, please reach out to us. And David Bradshaw, I think we need your email too. So if you guys are listening, please email cleanerjamie@gmail.com or DM me at BuckyBW or at Jamie the Cleaner. Just send us your information. And we'll try and get that stuff out to you.
Yeah, man, we got free IK sprayers to get to you. So reach on out. You know, we've had IK on. We've had G-Technic on.
Yep, and both are going to be at TRCMA. Super excited.
The road is a going. You know, the trains are rolling towards the station.
Train.
Super chat train is rolling as well. Shout out to Sheldon Klazen.
That's almost covering a Dutch Bros coffee there. That's
my favorite people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Just about. Yeah,
big Dutch Bros fans. I know.
Yeah, I've never tried the Dutch Bros. I know Joey loves it.
Yeah, it's an experience. Like you have to. I think we talked about this, or Dane talked about it. Like if you're introverted, be prepared. Like you're gonna get there's like harassment that happens. Like
this whole
thing just to get a cup of coffee, and then they ask you how your day's going, and it was probably going good before you got there, and now you're kind of annoyed, so you don't know tell them. But coffee's good.
I had my first experience last year with Dane. We went later in the day, but the staff member was just perplexed that I was from Canada. They're like, "How did you make it here?" I'm like, "We're really not that far, but this is still." I don't know. Maybe she's been out of the country. I have no idea.
You're closer than me, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Like
but like
way down here in the
swamp. Like if someone says like they went from Florida to Boise or from the swamp to Boise,
no big deal. Cool,
you know.
Yeah.
But like as soon as you go over that border, it's like, oh my god, do you need to rest? Are you jet lagged? Do you need something? Like, unbelievable.
Are you okay? Yeah.
Yes. Are you okay?
But anyway, we also got some promo codes going around. We got Jamie10. You know, you can use that pretty much everywhere. Go check it out. Bucky VW. Where can they use Bucky VW at?
TOC Supplies and Carzilla.ca. I think they're both coming up with some big spring sales. So, Canadian brethren, stay tuned for that. We have a
that'll be fun.
St. Patrick's Day coming up if you're feeling
St. Patty's Day.
I'm sure our guests' workplace may have something, but
they always got something pretty cool going around. A
couple whispers.
That's right.
The green stuff out. Yeah. Last year was a special edition paint gloss.
Mm-hmm.
That we this year
maybe
about.
Maybe we'll get some signed creatures or something, some green ones. I don't know. Maybe.
I do like the green creatures, but yeah. Yes. We brought up last year's special edition product was the mint Shamrock Shine.
Shamrock
Shine. Because we were on the PNS podcast Monday. So if you missed it, go check out the replay. Beadmaker and Coffee, the Cleaner Cast Takeover. We took it over.
Super fun.
Talked to the chemist, Dave Phillips. It was a good time.
That was Sydney's first miss in 4 years because she had to be out in Michigan. And she decided to let us take care of it. So that was super cool.
I had to confirm with you guys. I was like, so you guys are doing this with Sydney, right? And you're like, no. And I was like, is Sydney okay? What's going on?
Yep. No. Yep. No, she's okay.
That's right.
Had a plane ride. A whole PNS team, except for Dave and Tony, who got left behind. Went over there to the new folks who own this company now and did a little meet and greet. Looked like they had a real good time. So
Oh
yeah.
Hopefully it went extremely well, all that good stuff.
Yep. Definitely.
But most important promo code, Joey. Where's Joey 10 Save the Good People at?
The Rag Company.
The Rag Company. Because he is a contender in this year's Grand Ambassador Challenge.
T1 situation.
Yeah, T1 situation. How's it going for you? You doing good?
Yeah. The weather's been but
weather's from weather.
But yeah, I'm excited now that so where I live, we don't really have like a spring. Like we might have a spring for like two weeks, if that, and then it just goes straight to summer. So I am excited to be able to make a little bit more content instead of having to like be the weirdo who's outside knowing it's going to rain in a couple hours, just trying to get something filmed.
That's right.
What are you going to do?
You've been through the whole like content creator life at this point already. You've had the controversial rinseless wash.
Oh yeah,
people hate.
I love it, man.
People telling you don't know what you do and that kind of deal. That's always fun.
I delete a lot of my responses.
Some of them are so.
I'll type something out and I go, "This isn't worth it."
So when you're out washing your car and someone walks by and says, "My next," do you say, "No, I'm an influencer. I can't do that," or what do you do?
I say, "I'm recording. Can you
quiet
on set?"
ASMR, dude. ASMR.
Especially, if I know there's not going to be music involved, I mean, now I got to record the whole thing again. Like, I think my last, here's a little behind the scenes, but I think my last reel, I had to refill the GSF in the Canon 3 times.
Rick style.
You're doing just to get the shots on. Oh, my God. So,
yeah. But shameless plug, you can use your own code to save money to buy things to get more. Right. So it doesn't matter. So.
I know. I was going to go get a GFX, but it looks like somebody snatched that last one up. So
that's right. Well,
We have we have another train situation. If you want to pop
that
up,
my goodness. The details in me.
Christy, thank you.
Appreciate you.
She joined a spur of the moment Saturday snow day.
Yeah, that was cast. Fun.
Yeah, y'all had a spur of the moment podcast. That was fun.
Yep.
Thank you, Christy, for the super chat train. We're keeping it rolling around here, but. Boys, I think that's all we got for this little intro here. We got some very special guests. This is kind of the making, the road to TRCMA 2024. You know, this is the best team in the business. They put on a crazy show.
Yep.
And I think last year there was like one little buzz moment, and which is pretty amazing for that many hours of content, of live content in a week. They're warming up with the live shows over there this week. They had a little, wash in action yesterday. Anthony demoing the brushes, selling his new red line towel. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
That was good, good stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got the TRC media production team, whatever you want to call them. But roll that beautiful bean footage, Mr. Belinsky. I got a little intro for him, and then we'll get to it.
All righty.
Actually, all the crew, just come over here.
Everybody behind the camera.
Everybody behind.
There's only one team big enough, bold enough, bad enough to tackle
what is the biggest TRC event of the year, which is TRC May 2024. First week of April, mark your calendars, it's coming up real soon. And tonight, we're going to get behind the scenes on how the TRC media team makes it happen. Everybody welcome Glenn Shore, Nick Kovac, and Gabe Garcia.
This is all of you watching. Yep. This is all of us being able to do this.
Hey,
big round of applause.
Star-studded crew. Look at this.
What's up,
this
guys?
This intro is a little intense. Like, I'm like, are you sure?
We're ready. It's all for you guys. That's why I rolled out the red carpets. We're glad to have y'all here.
Hey, thank you guys for having us.
Oh, it's
appreciate you guys making the time.
We're stoked to talk TRCMA for sure. It's coming up really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really fast. I mean, we're almost there. We're about at the finish line. And, you know, this is something y'all start planning immediately after TRCMA 20, you know, the last one goes off the air. So I know y'all have the calendar in the office, the countdown clock or something going down.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, up here.
I remember seeing it was like 140 days to it or something the one time I saw it.
We are at 16 work days. Until
16 work days. Yeah, so
it's not much.
That is not much at all.
We started at like 160. So.
Yeah.
With the amount of stuff that we have and the planning behind it, you find that it goes by really, really fast. But no, we're excited this year. We've got a lot kind of coming down the chute. We've got some new vendors that we haven't had before.
That's right.
Which is really exciting. And yeah, a lot of new product drops this year. A lot of new product
that's
drops.
That's what the people want to see is the new products. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What everybody's waiting on. Always fun time at TRCMA. And so what I have to start us off, let's do a little intro, each of you, so everybody knows your name and what y'all do for the company. We'll start with Gabe, and then we'll go for Nick, then Glenn.
Sweet. I'm Gabe Garcia, media production manager. I basically make sure we're on track for completing projects and getting things done.
Because you're one of the original Red Company employees,
OG.
Technically.
Back in the day when the company was bought by the Hennins, by Carolyn and Jeff, I used to pack towels in the garage. If you look at our Instagram channel and take a look at that account, some of the early pictures of Dane and I just taking pictures at car shows, not really knowing what we were doing. Same thing with the YouTube channel. I think one of our first videos was maybe doing stuff for the Corvette Club here in Idaho. And it's crazy. So I left the company and I got to teach high school video broadcasting and computer sciences for a little while.
Yep.
I got an awesome student, Glenn, who was my, I don't know. Can you say protege? I wouldn't say protege.
Whatever you're about to say.
I was going to say, I hope Glenn has some tissues ready because the tears are going to start rolling.
No, she was phenomenal as a high school student. She killed it. We introduced live video broadcasting at the high school level. And when COVID hit and ironically TRCMA came about, Glenn was there. So Glenn has been, Glenn and Nick, have been there since day one for TRCMA 2024, but I'll let Glenn explain more about her role in a little bit.
Well, I was just about to ask before we get into Nick. You said Nick was also in TRCMA. Was he one of your students as well, or what?
No. Nick is the brains, but I'm gonna let you guys go over that part. I'll let you guys explain your stuff.
So my name's Nick Kovac. I'm the technical director here at the Rad Company. I kind of put together all of the crap you see behind me, all of this stuff.
He's the real switch man.
All the buttons and switches.
Make all the all the buttons and switches. Glenn builds the graphics and I make sure they get on screen and do my best to make everybody look good. I come out of a TV background. I worked in local news for about 8 years, and I worked for a couple of years for ESPN. Doing network stuff, which was a lot of fun, and I learned a ton there. And then in 2019, I got the opportunity to come back home to Boise and do this great work with the Rad Company, and here we are.
That's epic.
Very cool.
That's some real experience, folks.
Definitely. I remember when I first heard, I don't know who mentioned it, I think it was on a podcast or something, and like, yeah, we have someone from like ESPN coming to work for us, not a big deal. I'm like, hold on, what is happening? I'm like, you guys bragged about just selling towels, and yeah, they have ESPN. Like,
yeah,
that went from 0 to 100 real quick. So
yeah,
I like it. It definitely took me a little understanding and persuasion to figure out exactly what the rag company was after when they were bringing me on. But, you know, once we got TRC rolling and all that kind of stuff, I mean, the role just became a really good fit.
Yeah, it was your time to shine there when they started making these TRCMAs. That's when you need a Nick for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. What we got pulling up? Oh, yeah, the TRCMAs.
Oh, look at that.
Landing page.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
Put together by our excellent web team. You know, you can scroll through and see everybody for all the vendors that are going to present every day. And we're actually, we're expanding this year. For the first time, we're going to do 3-hour segments instead of 2-hour segments. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go live. And actually, it's again, like we did last year, for the first time, we're doing a continuous stream. So we're going to be streaming live from 8:45 in the morning, Mountain Daylight Time, until 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time.
So it's going to be busy.
Wow.
Yeah, full 8-hour stream nonstop.
Yeah. So if you are working during that time, anyone, DM me. I will personally make a doctor's note for you.
So
gone that week, and all complaints can come to me. And I will not be responsible for any terminations resulting from that. But I'm just saying the offer's out there.
That's right. So this is technically going to be the biggest TRCMA yet.
I would say absolutely. So. Yeah, I would say so. There's, let's just say this. There's a lot of new drops coming. We've got a couple. We've got a couple of things up our sleeve. I would say to the folks, if you want to see some cool new products, if you want to check out some, because you guys were mentioning like one-offs, Shamrock Shake and towels.
Yeah.
We might have something up our sleeve.
Ooh,
so
dang.
You just might want to tune in. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. Please don't take all my money this year.
Joey, you better have that credit card ready. That's all.
Oh, my God.
Yep. We've got a
link. You're going to need that promo code.
Someone put a ban on me over there, please. Like, yeah, that's all I had to say. Just
my question is it going to be Joey buying all the stuff, or is it going to be Luke Berge?
Berge's hard to beat.
I can't compete with Berge. That's not even an arena I want to get into. He's next level.
Yeah, definitely not.
He doesn't even contemplate purchases. It's just immediate add to cart.
Yeah, no.
Times three. Like, there's no reason.
I don't even think he like reviews the cart. It's just like auto, like just done. You know, buy now. Right.
He's out. All right, Glenn, tell us what you do around that place. I see you got some nice cleaner cast graphics pulled up over there. It's looking good.
Yes. I'm Glenn. I handle most of the graphics you see on screen, specifically for TRCMA, but also like in TRC videos. Nate does all the still stuff. I do the moving stuff. That's pretty much it. But I will say, you know, if there's one person to brag about, I mean, I can make as many cool graphics as I want. Mm-hmm. Gabe can make as many phone calls and launch as many new products as he wants.
Right.
But the one person responsible for getting TRCMA to your screens, that's Nick.
Yep.
He's the man with the switches. Gotta go.
Definitely worth bragging about.
That's right. Well, I think you all three do a heck of a job. It's amazing.
Definitely.
When we were there last year, I said this a couple times that I didn't know what to expect, but I was expecting, you know, kind of more chaos, and it was not really that chaotic. And there was no, you know, yelling or screaming.
We closed both doors. You don't hear that.
Yeah, well, from the talent side,
we have our own streaming room. Don't worry.
I had a heck of an experience, heck of a good time. To me, y'all are just a well-oiled machine. Y'all do y'all's jobs very, very well and at a very high level. So it was an amazing experience, and I'm looking forward to seeing what y'all do with the biggest TRCMA yet, so it's gonna
be if you ever see Glenn walking fast, get out of her way, let her do her thing.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do is just
I'm gonna be doing a lot less walking this year. Everything's wireless now. We've got a lot of upgrades.
There we go.
This year we've been busy. It's kind of strange for us. We are busy. We have so many things coming down the pipeline. It's really exciting. As Glenn stated, we've done a lot of studio upgrades. We've got new cameras that are allowing wireless connectivity now, which is fantastic. And I think overall video quality has been fantastic. I know that Nick and AB, Anthony Blaine, we have to call him AB because there's two Anthonys and it gets confusing. But AB and Nick have been working on trying to get color balance, stuff like that, right? And then Glenn, of course, doing her thing with the graphics. This year, I would say we started our prep a lot later than we typically do. So it has definitely been crunch time.
Right.
But we've been able to, it seems like we've been able to do a lot more than what we have in past years, which is kind of weird. I don't know. I would say, I don't know if Glenn and Nick would agree or not.
Probably comes with experience though, right? We pumped three or four of them out now. So now.
Dude, by the 10th one, we're going to be experts.
That's
like,
right.
I was going to say there's a lot of lessons learned. And I think even like throughout the course of this year, because I mean, you guys were, you know, working around all the stuff being stored in the studio with the, you know, with the storefront opening. So you were limited on space and what you guys could do. And then you guys redid your whole office space with new desks and everything. So, you know, kind of dealing with that is stressful enough. And then, but again, the lessons learned, you guys know what's worked and what hasn't. But again, when I first saw the schedule and saw, hey, they're going right to 5, not till 4, like last year, I'm like, oh, this is getting real. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Super excited.
Yeah.
I mean,
we really didn't have a choice but to expand. I mean, we were, Gabe can tell you, we were having the interviews with all the vendors and everybody's like, we want more time. Yep. time. And it was like, well, okay. Bring it.
You got it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You got it.
Exactly. You want more time. You better bring it this year at the biggest.
Yeah. Event. More time and some add-ons. I know one thing that we did differently this year, because the hard thing is trying to convey people what you're, I guess when you're creating something, it's trying to create something that makes sense to everybody. Obviously we're in year 4 of TRCMA. So I think people are starting to get the gist. But we conducted, Levi and I conducted interviews with every vendor partner. Okay. And we kind of sat down and talked with each one and got an idea more or less of what it was that they wanted to present. What tools do they want to drop? Is the timing right? And stuff like that. Just so we can give the audience the best show possible. That's really what we want is... Because oftentimes you learn as you do these things what works and kind of what doesn't. And we're now at that point where we're starting to really get it dialed in. Obviously, we have notes and things that we want to change going into year 5. But I feel pretty dang confident in our team and our ability to create a stellar show for year 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going in year 5, Jimmy's going to have a whole mech suit.
That's going to be pretty sweet. He's going to have a whole cage that he can just roll. Like, he doesn't need to walk anymore. He's just going to be rolling.
No, we're going to replace him with a robot.
Yeah. Okay. don't touch my floor cleaner. Don't put a camera on the floor cleaner.
Jimmy, we need you.
Too funny.
Yeah.
No, his rig's looking pretty sweet over there. Mm-hmm. But I have here, TRCMA 23 goes off the air. What were the... You know, I know we celebrated, you had probably a week off or so, but what's the initial thoughts when y'all came back together, how successful last year's show was?
It was, it took a lot of, when you're doing stuff for YouTube and stuff like that, you have to measure a lot of what did the audience think of it? Where were the highs? Where were the lows? In fact, Glenn did a deep dive into the analytics on the back end, and she saw a lot of the peaks and the valleys analytically of what worked really well. So the big thing that we really wanted to focus on when we came back to TRCMA 2024 was let's highlight the peaks. Let's figure out what really, really worked for the shows. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we kind of formulated a plan of how we were going to communicate that with all of the vendor partners. And it's funny because it's like, do you remember, I don't know if you guys remember where you're in an English class or you're a speech class and you do a speech or presentation. And then the teacher's like, all right, So now I'm going to come, let's give you some constructive feedback of what went well, what didn't go well. And you're like, oh gosh, we didn't want to do that, obviously, to everybody. We just wanted to just kind of communicate and say, hey, this worked, this didn't.
Yep.
But it was pretty funny because we didn't even have to get to that point. Everyone's like, yeah, so we want to do better this year. And we're like, well, actually, your presentation wasn't terrible. It wasn't bad. It was good. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, we just want to be better. So it's like everybody came to the forefront and was like, yep, let's plan this out. So we had a lot of big sit down conversations, a lot of meetings. And then as a team, Glenn and Nick would kind of spit out some concepts or ideas of what they needed from us. And Levi and I basically worked to get everything that they needed and to build their vision, because their vision's pretty awesome from the back end perspective. I mean, what you guys see is, you see, you know, what's taking place on screen, what's being presented. But I think sometimes we overlook all of the different elements that it takes to bring things together, from graphics to company graphics to additional video or transitions from main show to cleaner cast and then back to main show. All of that is well thought out way in advance prior to the live.
I think one of the craziest things about Tierzima and like all the lives that we produce, it's the reason why I love doing live stuff, is that you don't know what it's going to look like until it's in front of you. I mean, we can plan all we want, we can do all that, but I mean, at the end of the day, like really, we're watching it with you. And it's really fun. And like, it's kind of hard to see from here, you know, because we're focused on it like for such a long time that it's just like, like Tierzima, it just sort of becomes like this thing on your to-do list. But it's really cool, you know, getting opportunities to come on here and, you know, seeing everyone's reactions to something we're witnessing for the first time too. And sort of reminding ourselves like what a big deal this is to the community.
This is huge. I say, you know, it's the biggest rag company event of the year, but I think it's the biggest industry event of the year at this point.
Yeah.
I think if it's not, just a couple more years, it will for sure will be, if y'all can keep up the good work and keep expanding like we're doing. Like y'all said, you're bringing in Stoner Car Care. We got this brand Stinger coming in. Yep. Now we're reaching out to brands that aren't even, you know, products y'all don't really even bother with or sell. And they're going to come in and have a chance to show their stuff.
And so, even the rap stuff too. I mean, I know from the last two, I think the rap demos were extremely popular because, you know, everyone just thinks it looks so easy, and then they try it and it's not so easy. But you know, they have the ability and resources to do that. And one thing also with TRCMA is when you guys do have a hiccup, you guys have a plan in motion already, and you know how to deal with it, which I think is super cool.
Hey, that's all Nick, man. He's crazy.
Yeah. Right. Very good. Yeah. This year, fingers crossed, knock on stainless steel. We don't have last year our computer went out literally a day or two before the show.
Oh my goodness.
That was actually 2 years ago, dude. That was two years.
Feels like it just all feels the same.
I was gonna say.
Well, Nick, Nick from the switchboard perspective, how was successful last year's show was for you?
From a switchboard perspective, it was very successful. I mean, we tried some really different things using the Glenn's Back to the Future graphics package and the Back to the Future theming. You know, that was a departure from the way that we'd done things before, and so there was a lot of trepidation on my part, just regarding how difficult it was going to be to pull that all off. And you know, from where I sit, I feel like Tierzima 23 was hugely successful. You know, we executed everything really cleanly. We had very few errors that were visible to the audience. You know, and you know, that's obviously something that we're always striving to make cleaner and make cleaner is to get rid of those little things, the little errors, the little glitches.
Yep.
And just to make this as clean and professional and as flashy as we can, you know, because I mean, it's like, that's what we do is in the technical side of things. You know, we don't detail. We attend to different kinds of details.
That's right. Yeah, I think last.
Hey, and if things don't go well,
yeah.
If things don't go well this year, I've made a wonderful standby screen that's going to be absolutely hilarious.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I hope you never see it.
Yeah.
Hope we never see it. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, that'll be fun. Yeah. Like last year, we had like the small little like 15-second static, and that was about it. So it's like the less errors like that, the more replay value it has too. Like me and Dewar's been going back and watching some stuff.
Yeah.
Just freshening it up, and it's so rewatchable. Like it's such a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just fantastic stuff there. And so we did that, Oh, the theme. Yeah. So this brings me to the theme I wanted to ask about. I hit up Dane earlier and I was like, Dane, this tonight's episode would be a good time to, you know, maybe do a little theme reveal. And last year we had Back to the Future. Gabe, what's the deal with this year's theme for TRCMA?
We're changing it up. We are going to start establishing TRCMA as its own brand.
Right. So yeah, all the attention is on the branding.
TRCMA is TRCMA. We're not going to this year. I think this is kind of a new road we're going down a little bit. It's going to be its own brand. We want to be our fun selves. As you guys know, we don't take ourselves seriously at all. We love to have fun. Obviously, our number one goal is to educate because we want to teach people how to detail, how, you know, what tools make their lives a little bit easier in that realm.
Yep.
But TRCMA, we feel we just really want to emphasize on the quality of the presentations for the viewers.
Yeah.
So that's our number one goal. The things that you see this year that are a little bit different, we won't have as many intro videos and things like that, but more or less what you'll see is Nick and Glenn's work on the screen as well as in between. I do know that we have some fun intermittent themes or concepts that you guys are going to see. You'll see at the very beginning for like the waiting screens. You'll see them kind of in between shows and stuff like that, between like the cleaner cast and then going back into the afternoon. You're going to see some stuff like that. That's going to be interesting and fun. But as far as a theme, it's going to be really working in and building the brand TRCMA.
Yeah, I think that goes a long way, especially like when we're talking about the brands, when you're bringing in different brands and potentially bigger brands down the line to come present at TRCMA, establishing the brand of the show, I think, is very important. So I like that idea. I think it's going to go really, really well.
It's different.
But me and D were definitely like, you know, we like the, you know, we like the One-Eyed Jacked adventure
years
ago. We like going back to the future. That's fun stuff, you know. Especially when you make the boys dress up a little bit. That's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. We always going to make them do something that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think the Ghostbuster series back in Halloween, was, you know, I guess they get off TRCMA, so it's all good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, we just got to tell them, be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, talking about the brands again, very interesting lineup with Stoner and Stinger coming on. How does this come about? You know, are they reaching out to you? Did y'all reach out to them? Tell us a little bit about bringing these different brands on.
It's just an intermittent of both mix kind of. They, you know, when we go to trade shows, SEMA and stuff like that, you know, we always make friends in the industry. And again, we don't really take ourselves too seriously. We want to always extend an open door, an open invitation. And, I think those relationships were just built out over time during those trade shows. And we reached out and said, hey, if you want to, like, I know, and I apologize, I always mix this up, but is it Stoner with the Scentless?
Yes.
Iron remover. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stoner so innovation.
When we see innovative products like that, it catches our attention. It's like, cool. That's cool stuff. I mean, you guys know detailing. That stuff's nasty. I remember Ferex, when we used to use Ferex a lot and how bad it smelled, right? And so having cool, innovative products like that, it's just
Well, Gabe, let's be honest here. It's really the air fresheners.
Like, the little Joes.
The little Joes.
That's always a good time.
You need a little Joe when I have my Bluetooth sprayers and I spray iron remover everywhere. And
someone say my name.
Little Joe. Yeah.
Hey, Joey.
He's out. He's out.
You're Big Joey. You ain't Little Joey.
He's Big Joe. Reacher Joe.
Yeah. So, no, it just came about in that way. And, you know, we have friends everywhere. I mean, I think even Adam Patali from Adams might stop by during TRCMA. I know we had him on a live. I think it was about a week ago, week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So he might come on by and you might see him on camera for a little bit at TRCMA as like a, hey, guys.
Ooh, very nice.
So we have a good time. We try to build out a schedule that's very interesting. Building out the schedule is always the difficult part.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that job for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about all the chemical companies, spreading them apart, spreading all the pad companies apart, just being very thoughtful in how we do that. What did it say? PNS? Is Alex the official iron remover? PNS, hide all iron remover products out of the
PSA. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, PSA.
Take them out of the building when the halftime show starts.
We're going to be like, where did all of our products go? Dewar's gonna have like three extra suitcases.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, it's all going in the floor cleaner.
Shout out to the floor cleaner. Clean.
That's right.
I'll just gonna do the be a post lot show more from floor that. Cleaner in your future. Don't worry.
I feel like you are gonna have to do part of the cleaner cast show on the floor cleaner again.
I'll just get like a magic arm, connect the camera right to it, and just. Stabilized and in charge.
No, we'll have Bionic Jimmy follow you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, if we got Jimmy on the case, we can film this bad boy anywhere. We can go out and
party. Coming live from the GR Corolla.
Yeah.
That's coming live from Canada.
Pulling laps in the parking lot.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's going to be a good time. That's what the people really want to know, Gabe. When is the cleaner cast going live for the halftime show? How long are we getting? What's the scoop?
I'll let Nick give you the scoop.
Oh, Nick, okay.
This is our first time hearing this, so I'm hoping I'm going to like it here.
No pressure, Nick.
Only 10 minutes, right, Nick? Is that what you said, 10?
Oh, perfect.
Yes, 10 minutes. That's
all right.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
No, so in addition to our 15-minute pre-show, we're going to be privileged to have you guys in for a full hour from 12:30 to 1:30 every day.
I've got the schedules. Hold on.
It's not Joey leaking it, it's Glenn.
Let me find it.
But technically it's live on the site.
These are mine. So
okay. We just like to give JB a hard time.
They're off.
That's fair.
That's so sad. Here's you guys.
Ooh, there we go.
Right here.
There we are.
Big I love being
12:30 to 13:30.
There you go. Write it just down. You. Look at set that. Your alarms. That's when we'll be on. It's gonna be a good time. Yeah, last
you
year y'all are like,
box. Look at that.
This is really gonna stress people out that can't read a 24-hour clock. You know, they're like, what do I do?
That sounds like a them problem.
Yeah, you have listen, we have 16 working days to figure out how to read a 24-hour clock. Everyone in the chat, get to it.
Spend all of your time at work.
Yes. Yeah, this is going to be the least productive March for your companies, but at least you'll be ready for TRCMA. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hey, that's right. I have a question for you guys and for the audience, because we want audience input here. I am working on getting vehicles for that week. What kind of cars do you guys want to see throughout the week?
That's a good question. Everybody start chatting it up. Drop it in there.
I was going to say Toyota 4Runners.
Toyota Land Cruisers or?
No.
Nothing in Gabe's repertoire.
I don't.
But I know there's always the keyboard warriors that are like, you're cleaning a clean car. You know, oh no, not another wheel video, blah, 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 blah.
Black cars.
Maybe. We'll have to invite Dane and potentially his new car.
We may or may not have got a sneak peek yesterday. But
I'm not going to say.
Confirm or deny. I don't know if it's a cat, a cougar, or a bear. I don't know what he got, but
it's a Dane car.
But I think something I know a couple years ago at TRCMA I guess that would have been 2022 when Rupes had that single stage red hood.
And that was a good demo.
Very, very,
that was a good demo.
Visual, you know. So I think, I mean, from a polishing perspective,
that was,
I mean, a really oxidized single stage, anything single stage, because that is so satisfying. Because, yes, because even like filming, I mean, you guys got to get the lighting just perfect for clear coat. But if it's single stage, I mean, Gabe's camera right now could even see that difference. So, I mean, that would be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, we. I will say this, a lot of the demos that you guys are going to see. So Monday, we're going to have PNS, Flex and PNS here, take us off.
Here you go.
Yeah, I can't say that, Glenn.
I can read it if you want.
But we've got Flex and PNS kicking us off this week. And then Avery's going to be really interesting. Justin Pate, you're going to see a lot of Justin Pate. He's not only going to do a few demos, but we're going to talk about the actual wrap products with Fellers. And then in the afternoon, we're going to go over the TWI line, talk about those, which, by the way, for those of you who may not be into wrap or wrap products, I will say this, there are a lot of tools in the TWI line that are fantastic for detailing. I didn't even really think about it until I was detailing a really, really beat up Ford F-150 this week. And they have their plastic trims, just getting stuff in there, wedging them in there. I used a lot of the different tools from the TWI line. So I would check that out from a detailer standpoint, even if you're not a wrapper. It's really good to just kind of get acquainted with some of those tools. And then we'll talk Diamond Pro Tech. And then we'll finish off the day with Alex and Anthony doing their thing with some
Viper
chair action.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be good fun.
For that one, because
it's a hot segment.
Viper's going to be releasing something pretty dang cool.
Snap. Yeah, I've seen some stuff on their socials, and if they bring that item there, there's going to be some injuries, I think. But
so that item will probably be there, Doer. But there's also something else I just can't say.
Doer, no matter
I might have to take a seat.
We'll find a way.
Oh my!
You might have to take a seat if you get.
You're really bad at hiding. Yeah, again. All right.
Gotta put that up a little bit. We don't need too much attention here.
Sorry, yeah. My bad.
So, Nick, when it comes to switching the boards, the longer event, how are you going to hang in there, buddy? Like, how are you doing this?
You know, I've got a lot of seat time in my career, I'll be honest. We used to do, when I was at ESPN, I used to do all day tennis tournaments, all day golf tournaments, all that kind of stuff, where it would be 8 hours in the seat with a half hour lunch break. And it's been a while since I've done something like this, but it's definitely not the first time. And quite honestly, the goal is just to consume as few liquids as I can get away with.
Good tips.
And honestly, the rest of it's just adrenaline, because it's, you know, there's so much to manage. I mean, there's, you know, Glenn will tell you, we've built in excess of 200 different elements for this show. And there's so much to manage to make sure everything gets played out in the proper place and everything gets seen the way that it's supposed to be seen, that quite honestly, I'm just sort of on a director's high for the entire show. And that's true every day for all 4 days. So, you know, it's by the end of it, by the end of the week, I'm exhausted, but while we're in it, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, hey, don't worry too much about Nick, because I'll be taking over for him for the most important part of the day.
Ooh.
The cleaner.
The halftime show. That's what I was wondering. True.
No, but seriously, it's crazy because literally every single button push is like someone's doing that. Like every change, someone is doing it. And everything you see on the screen is made by someone. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I was wondering last year, because we were supposed to be the break for everybody, but you know, we're live on YouTube. I'm like, who's watching? Is Nick still back there? Who's helping us here?
We're, we're just talking to open air.
It was Glenn. That's all
Glenn. Then Nick just comes in our ear. It's like, hey guys, you guys are doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'm like, oh, where is he?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, because
I remember I felt bad because I remember y'all asking, you know, y'all can do, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Y'all have the whole hour though if you want to get. Yeah. We're just like, yeah, we're going the whole hour.
Yeah, full
sentence. See you in 60 minutes.
Yeah, we have a nice little plan set up. You guys put that together?
I talk to you every single morning.
No idea who was hitting the switches. I thought everybody just left when eat sandwich, you know, come back.
Yeah. At least with it starting at 12:30, I think we can like get it. Like, as soon as that's dropped off, we're getting it, we're eating because. You know, if I'll get a little hangry otherwise, and may turn some people away. No one wants a hangry Alex, but those just tuning in. I saw a question come up earlier about what does the MA in TRCMA stand for, and good it stands for off. Media access. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously you guys know, but I'll just kind of quickly touch on it that it was an event essentially brought up by necessity back in 2020 and just rolled on. Which I think is cool.
Basically, it was, oh no, we can't go to SEMA and we want to talk about new products. We want our vendor partners to talk about their products. And we all sat in the conference room and just kind of came up with some ideas. And we thought, hey, let's put our studio to use. Let's put everybody's skill set, Nick's skill set, Glenn's skill set, everybody on the media team, let's put it to use. And we created this event and we didn't know how it was going to be perceived, to be honest. Right. And if you go back and you look at the very first year, the quality wasn't great. We had microphone issues, camera issues. Mm-hmm. It wasn't perfect, but it got the point across and people
seemed
interested. Yep. And, we have amazing owners and they loved and believed in. They believe in everything that we do and they gave us this platform and said, keep trying, keep doing it, make it better, make it better. So every year that's our goal, make it better, do the best that we possibly can and continue to build our company, our brand and build everybody else around us. Cause why not? You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. I think it's, accomplished that for sure.
It's just amazing, you know, with us, because, you know, we do have a few like, the main 1 hour segment, but we're able to kind of observe throughout the day and just how smooth it's all running. I mean, obviously it took a lot of work and planning and mistakes to happen for it to be that good. But I mean, it's just so amazing just watching everything flow. And I love yelling at people when they're ready to go. I know Gabe said, you know, hey, this guy's up in an hour, go find him, make sure he's good to go. I'm like, absolutely, no problem there.
Yeah. So, we like a good side job, you know?
So. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Whatever you got,
I do have to say, it has been like, you know, you guys keep complimenting us, but it's absolutely fantastic working with the Cleaner Cast. You guys do such a good job, you know, with your halftime show. I mean, we just keep giving you more work. But that's because we love you. I mean, it's really amazing that we get this opportunity to just sort of showcase like everyone's talents, especially, you know. Especially people, you know, people who are bigger than us and people who are smaller than us. Like, it's just all in one place.
Such a fun time. I'm definitely ready for some halftime show action and see what all the other
I'm ready too. I can't wait for Arts and Crafts Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's going to be a lot of arts and crafts. We got them lined up. Yep.
It kind of feels like a family reunion.
Yep.
It does. Yes. It does.
It feels like
a good one.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. They can go two ways. Yeah.
Good one. But I'm bringing some Canadian snacks. So if you have any suggestions, just hit me up. We can arrange that. So
Big Daddy bars.
Do you guys have Kinder cards up there?
Kinder cards. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to look. But Jamie's a huge fan of Mr. Big.
Mr. Big Bar. That's a good
Those candies. Was it you that brought the candies? Yep.
That was Dewar.
Yep.
Please bring a stack of those.
I'm literally going like, and normally people buy them by like the ones. No, I'm buying a box and like pretty much dedicating one bag to just candy. So
nice.
It's gonna be fun.
Well, JB, get on back in here. Let's ask the good people some good questions.
That's right.
I know we have a lot coming in, so let's do the thing.
We've got a few going on. Franco wanted to know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Maybe he means where do you see the event in 5 years?
Hopefully,
still around.
Well,
hopefully Gabe doesn't have gray hair in 5 years.
Jimmy will be fully integrated into AI. He will just
be a floating head.
Nick's going to be flipping switches from a floaty in the Dominican, like
with the Apple visor. Yeah,
Dame will be on his 15th car.
Yeah, his 15th
forever car.
15th forever car. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So he'll be on his 15th forever car. Jimmy will, AI Jimmy.
Jimmy's just, like, he'll be from his racing sim running the camera. That's what he's going to do.
Anthony will be repairing another dent on the Evo or something of that sort.
He'll own Dr. Color Chip. So.
And Viper Chair.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of Viper Chair, because last year they dropped their energy drinks.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they're still making them, but I think those need to. Alex needs to pack a suitcase of those. My goodness,
ooh, Jamie, weren't you a big fan of that drink?
Yeah, it's all right.
I think they brought some pre-production ones, but I'm excited to get jacked up on Mountain Dew with Jamie. With those,
the Mountain Dew.
That's ready. Like, the amount of caffeine in some of those took me to
Wait, are you guys talking about the Rises?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't make them anymore.
Oh, thank God.
Goodness. Yeah, we don't want to drink.
That reminded me of I heard some stories of the Panera lemonade.
Killed
people out. And I'm like, thank God that's not
here. I'll put you guys on this. Oh, do you want
to? Well, I was going to say, the thing is that those were actually our step-down beverage. Because they only had 125. Yeah, the bangs. I mean, we had heart arrhythmias in the office. We had people who were... They were horrible. The bangs were just bad news.
You guys were a bad influence there for me because I hadn't had one until I saw you guys drinking one. I was like, let me see what this is about. And I made the mistake of having it at 8:30 at night. I was up until 5 the next morning thinking I was dying.
Carolyn came into our office and literally said, all right, guys, no more. And then Anthony's like, I don't understand what's wrong with him. And he's laying on the couch.
Everything.
He's like, my heart, it feels like it's counting out of my chest.
Give you guys a heads up. We've moved on to a different caffeinated beverage in the office.
Here we go.
Caffeinated ice.
What?
The ice drinks. Yeah. Everyone drinks them now. I don't know.
Meant just caffeinated ice cubes.
I haven't heard of that one.
Flavored fruit drinks that are caffeinated. Really? I don't know.
Interesting.
They made it with me and Dewar will give them a review during halftime show.
First taste.
We'll check them out.
Yeah. We've got a question from Davidson's Detailing that wants to know, what's everyone's go-to TRC towel for panel prep? He likes the 350, but love the pink color for Gion prep on the FTW.
Panel prep. I use an edgeless pearl.
All right.
That works. Okay. Yeah, I like low nap kind of style towel.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do anything fluffy for panel preps.
Yeah, because then especially when you get if you get any towel residue or anything like that left over, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably edgeless 365 or something like that.
Pearl. You know what I did? I tried this today. I did Defender as a base, and then I let it sit. Came back, and I put Beadmaker on top, just to try it. Right?
Some spice. Yeah.
Oh my god! Talk about butterness and slickness all in one. It was
the real question is why didn't you use Clean Maker?
Yeah, that's the real question. You want to take it to the next level, Gabe?
Gabe, you got a bottle back there. You got to grab it.
You got to get the good stuff, sir. Oh my. You got to get some Clean Maker over there at PSD.
Gabe could have used code. Could have used Jamie Tan at PNS.
Yeah.
Got that overnight from Hayward. And my goodness.
Yep.
Missed opportunity.
Next time, Gabe. Franco's got another question. Glenn, Gabe, Nick, can you drop any TRCMA decal ideas?
It's decal.
Special edition.
It's not.
So the we're not actually in charge of the decals. We're not in charge of the stickers. That's Nate's department.
That's Nate's over there.
Next day, Nate. But I know that he's currently got about 5 designs that have made it to the final round, and we're kicking those around the office.
Awesome.
And they're all amazing.
I'm so glad that you, even though you guys are going to love whatever comes out, there's a TRCMA sticker.
Yeah, as the kids say, Nate's been in his bag lately with them stickers.
And there might be more than a TRCMA sticker.
You know, and I will say
items.
I don't know whose idea the whole like interview process with the plants, you know, getting that
ready
to go.
Yeah,
first time I saw that, I died because like JB messaged me, he's like, the plant changes every time. Like, hold on. And I went back and watched them. Oh my god, it does. I didn't even notice it at first.
I'm so glad you like
that. Oh, it was so good. It was so like because, like, you know, Nate's like that in real life, too. You know, like, it's hold the mic up, and it's like, no, just don't take it. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Mr. real Chips question himself.
Yeah, is there going to be enough chips and salsa for the YouTube star Josh Brodel? I mean,
absolutely.
Sounds like he's making
Bernie to send another shipment over.
Jamie, I think you and I need to make a run to Winco, just down the street from our beautiful home to suites, where everyone's going to be hanging out.
Make a nice board.
And I think we have to call Chip Cookie, be like, stock up.
I'm so ready.
Speaking of Chip Cookie, the next question is there going to be another one-eye Jack type cinematic masterpiece?
Jack's going to have one eye if he buys all the freaking cookies. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's for sure. I'm taking him out.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a cinematic type, but let's just say there's going to be a bit in there.
Okay. We like bits.
Throughout the days. Okay. Anthony Blaine has been working on some stuff. You guys might, if you remember Ghostbusters, as well as the 4th of July sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There might be a character, a common themed character involved. So we'll just leave it at that.
Like, does it involve short shorts?
I was going to say, is it Dean in short shorts?
Me and Dewar might have to look at some short shorts.
Oh, God. No short shorts.
Unsubscribe.
We'll have Jamie and I in short shorts on Dane's walking treadmill. Just out in the middle of the studio. Yeah.
Make sure this right cam is going though.
Do the halftime show. I'm out.
Yeah. Glenn's running the rest. Nick's doing the halftime.
You guys missed the cinematic masterpiece of Nate Schrum interviewing Josh Brodel of the Saturday videos. That was our cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah,
it was.
This one's not a question, but Andrew says, I know this is not needed to be said, but if TRCMA 2024 is only 10% better than last year, it'll be the media event of the year.
Easily.
Right? We'll try, Andrew.
Lots of pressure, man. We'll try.
And I've addressed before, if you're a company that decides to drop a product at TRCMA, I think the event has made it.
I hope so. I hope so, because I know there's a lot of events for our vendor partners to do.
Mm-hmm,
drop. Right. You know, you got Mobile Tech, you've got SEMA, obviously, are some of the big ones. Auto Mechanica, you know, overseas. So for us, we built the company on education first. Mm-hmm. That's always our first and foremost what we want to do.
Yep.
And that's what this event is. And I think for anyone that is remotely interested in detailing and wants to learn more, you know, this is the place to do it, because you get to ask. You don't get to ask us. You go straight to the source and you get to ask those people, why, basically, what makes your product stand out and why should we as a consumer be interested in it? That's what makes it unique, is because it's straight transparent, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't beat it. It's real time. It's raw. That's
what I think one of the craziest things for me was this year. I'm trying to focus a lot more on we have TRCMA as like a big thing, but like, what are the little things that go into it? So it's like TRCMA halftime show, you know, powered by the Cleaner Cast, you know, powered by the Rag Company, you know, which company is on here, and trying to like theme everything towards that. And like, it didn't really hit for me until I got to Ego. I was like, I'm making graphics for Ego.
There is Lowe's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
it's crazy.
And the other thing too is, I think one thing that we, one big takeaway that we're trying to be better as a team, because we always look for the areas that we can improve ourselves, but is talking a lot about our own stuff. I think sometimes we underestimate and we look past that.
Yep.
So this year, there's going to be a couple of, for talking TRCMA specific, you're going to see more about the Grand Ambassador program with Anthony. I'm not sure if any of you are know anything about the Grand Ambassador program.
Never heard of it.
We've taken a look at it. You know,
yeah, just in case you haven't heard anything about the Grand Ambassador program, in a nutshell, basically, if you're good at social media on the Instagrams and you know your stuff in detailing, you can... you know, post pictures and you might, I don't know, be a big deal or something. I don't know.
I'm interested.
They might have a podcast. It's crazy.
They might have a podcast.
That's right.
But the big thing that we're trying to do this year is we're trying to integrate more about TRCMA. So you're going to see stuff pertaining to the Grand Ambassador program. Anthony's working on that. You're going to see more information about, not just obviously Rag Company sells towels, but we also sell high quality tools and stuff like that. So you're going to see a lot about our Ultra line.
Yeah. Which is that, great looking so far.
Yeah. So we're really going to try to dig deep on that, on those presentations, and show you guys a little bit more, as well as bring all the line together and talk about the vision and the purpose, why we came up with these concepts and stuff like that and brought them to life. So basically you'll see a little bit more Rag Company specific stuff sprinkled throughout the week than what you've typically seen in years past. And I think that's where our focus has changed just a little bit, is we really want to bring that to the folks, if you will.
Yep. That's a good time. Excited. Yep, I'm all pumped up. Hope the people are pumped up too. It's always good to see the faces that actually run the place behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Without Nick flipping the switches, Glenn coming out with the sweet graphics. Can't wait to see our graphic, by the way.
I just moved shapes around. That's
No. She gave us a preview. I was like, what is this? A movie? What's happening here? Gabe running the show. It's gonna be a good time. Glenn, Nick, you got anything before we leave that you want to leave the people with?
I think the big thing is, you know, like Gabe mentioned, the unique thing about TRCMA is just that it's an event where the audience gets to act, you know, direct access to the vendors. And so bring your questions, you know, get them ready, you know, challenge the folks who are on camera, because that's what makes, you know, I mean, we can do everything we want as far as graphics, as far as equipment, as far as picture quality, but the questions that you guys ask and the situations that you bring to the attention of these vendors, that's what's going to make this show really shine. So you know, bring your questions, make sure that it's that we've got, you know, something to challenge these guys.
I love that.
And I don't think I really have to remind you guys, but this year especially, like, literally every single piece and second and frame of the show has thought and effort and just ideas put into it. I mean, we do this for you guys, like,
and
so,
we grin.
I mean, just enjoy every second of it.
It does not go unnoticed.
No,
definitely.
Well, there you go. I think we did the dang thing. All the people are hyped up. I see the comments coming in. Before we leave, JB, I think we had a little something to give away.
Yeah, we got a little sponsor to give a shout-out to.
Who do we got giving away some?
Lithium is the sponsor for this month of the Keep It Real podcast and CleanerCast. So what do you say we give away a little bottle of Avalanche?
That works for me.
I think that works.
Hot new product they just came out with over there at Lithium Car Care, smaller brand.
Yep.
So give them some support. Jamie10 gives you 15% off. That's right. You know the deal.
we usually do a question. I don't know, JB or Jamie, if you guys want to have a question, or if we want one of our wonderful guests to come up with a question and first answer receives.
Hey, you're the giveaway specialist here, Dewar.
Yeah, man. All you pick. Right.
All right.
Put your pants up. Ask him a question.
I'm trying to think of something like really deep in the weeds TRC related. All right.
I added a little banner with a question earlier.
Is it
if people were paying attention?
So the question will be, and don't say the answer like some of our guests may have done before.
It's been a trend lately.
How does this work?
I'm just going to say, I'm going to say the question out loud, and then we're going to have people in the chat answer. But I don't want you guys to say it. So
no, we answer as fast as we can.
No, right? We can't.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, Nick, and Faber, I'll exclude you from this giveaway.
I'm not going to know it. Don't worry.
So for the chat only, nobody else say anything. What vehicle do I love to drive when I go to the rag company?
Hey,
oh, that's a good one.
Hey, yeah, put a license plate on it last year. Nice little Canadian sticker. You make any new stickers, Dewar?
Nothing new, but if that one's worse for wear, I'll have to make
a call. Dewar designed a
tag in the whole thing.
Yeah, Dewar designed a fantastic bingo card that you're going to have to take a look at.
You know what? I'm going to share that right now. Wait, actually.
Yeah. Bring it up, Dewar. Show them the TRCMA bingo card.
You need to share that with us. What the heck?
I think I see the winner.
I do see it. What does it start with?
A D.
I see that one too.
Pull him up, Joey.
Boom. DS. Okay,
Zamboni. Zambini.
Zambini.
What do you
want to
call it?
Zambini. I will say, I've been spelling that word a lot today. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. And it there is
it's starting to look weird to you.
I'm glad your question wasn't who was the first to debut on a Rag Company video with short shorts. That would be bad.
Oh, all right. So here we go.
Look at this beautiful thing.
What? Look at that.
I will email you this. I'm going to be printing them off and bringing them down.
We're putting this in the control room. This is
okay.
So we need to make a downloadable file so the people at home can get it and have their bingo cards ready as well.
I'll shoot that over to all of you. I don't even know what my favorite answer in here is, but
You're going to have to remove Mountain Dew, unfortunately.
Yeah, right. we got to change.
I'll change that to caffeine ice.
That's right.
All right. Okay. I will make that change.
There you go.
Our winner DS has dropped a super chat.
Hey,
DS.
I need you to email Cleaner Jamie for the IK giveaway, or DM Jamie the Cleaner or Bucky BW. I need your info.
There you go. And whoever just won, didn't he just win the giveaway too?
Yes.
Whoever just won, same email. Email me. We'll get you that bottle.
Stop winning. So
that's right. Jamie Tan, say 15%. You know, deal. Anyway, they're at the Rag Company. TRCMA is coming up first week of April. You're not going to want to miss it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And that's all we got. Gabe, that all you got?
That's all we got. We appreciate having you. Or we appreciate being on the show with you guys.
It's an absolute pleasure when I get to talk to the team over there. Yep. I couldn't wait for a couple more weeks. I had to get y'all on early.
That's right.
That's a nice setup you guys got. Wow.
Glenn, Nick, Gabe, it was a pleasure having y'all. JB, thanks for doing the deal.
Yeah, I hope I didn't mess up too bad.
No, dude, you did great.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Pass the test. You know what? You'll be able to run the
first hired.
This from the button pushers. You did fine.
Awesome.
That's right. JB, what's the promo code at the Rag Company for the people?
Joey10.
We'll say vote for Joey. That's right. Use that promo code.
Vote for Joey, where the voting makes no difference.
And in the future, next year, the Cleaner Cast will have 3 Grand Ambassadors of the Year. You never know. Stay tuned.
Oh,
not ready.
We're sweeping the tables. All right, Joey, let's get us out of here. Thanks, everybody.